and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hurricane Milton roared ashore about 70 miles south of Tampa, Florida, sparing the major population center there a direct hit. But winds over 100 miles an hour and up to 18 inches of rain are creating destruction, flooding, and power outages for almost 2.7 million customers, says Power Outage US. There has been dramatic damage in downtown St. Petersburg, including the dome of Tropicana Field, where the Tampa Bay Rays play baseball, being ripped open.
Tropicana Field. Who would have ever thought that would happen? It was built because of the changeable weather in Florida. It was built as a dome because they wanted to make sure that we could play games in inclement weather.
That's WTSP's Dave Wagner. Milton is now thrashing its way across the state, heading east.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Forecasters say Milton will lose some strength, but it's still a big storm and will cross Florida as a hurricane. Governor Ron DeSantis.
If you're on the east coast of Florida, you could get storm surge on the other side. So this is a very fragile 24 hours.
This woman came here from Tampa and says she's worried about the people who didn't evacuate.
People that can't get out, that have no way out, people that chose not to get out.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Milton generated tornadoes, and one of them trashed Connor Farron's Fort Myers home.
It was windy, probably for a good 15 minutes beforehand, and then it just got really bad. It kept getting cold, tornado warning, and then like this, all this happened like instantaneously.
President Biden and Vice President Harris were on the phone yesterday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. After that, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is working with regional leaders for a ceasefire, both between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon and Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
The suffering in both Gaza and Lebanon adds even greater urgency, as you've heard from us, to our efforts, certainly to end the conflicts and lay a foundation for lasting peace and security in the region.
Auto manufacturers are making reminders to use seatbelts more aggressive.
IIHS's standard is higher than what regulators require and calls for louder, more persistent seatbelt reminders. When the Insurance Institute began rating seatbelt reminders in 2022, only 17% of new models tested earned a good rating. That's the highest mark IIHS gives. But this year, 62% of 2024 models tested so far have rated good.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over two dozen workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants. We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s and breezy for Friday. Currently 44 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Putinoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Lots coming up for you on the show today. Sean Fedapace and Abby Gilman from Main Street Alliance are going to be joining us at 11:06 to talk about small businesses in Wisconsin and what small business owners need and what they're looking for. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:21. Of course, Hurricane Milton is aiming towards Florida already this morning. I believe there was a tornado spawned by this that was seen crossing I-70 in Florida. So sending good wishes and safe wishes to everyone who's going to be affected by this storm. It's going to be a massive one. Brittany will be here to break that down a little bit at 11:21. We will wrap everything up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Someone on my personal Twitter page actually suggested a really good one, again, from the animal kingdom. We'll probably wait until next week for that one.
Okay.
For that "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Yeah. If you ever have one, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. And a reminder, Wednesday, October 16th is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Mm-hmm. So make a plan to check your registration status. Make sure you are registered. Go to myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is plug in your address, and it will pretty much bring up your ballot, tell you if you're registered, tell you all the races that are going to be on your ballot, including the latest constitutional amendment that we're going to talk about in about 15 minutes.
Oh, they're not going to stop. And just those, if you can't do, you can register on the day of, so just know that, but also
know what you have to bring.
Know what you have to bring, and also comfy shoes, maybe a book, podcast, because you might be waiting in line for a while too, depending on where you live. It's going to be record turnouts this year, and that leads to long lines for registration. It's long lines to vote too, but
right.
For registration, that can take a while as well.
Well, and that's why we're encouraging you, if you're not yet registered,
yes.
Do it now.
Yes, just
and
do it
now. And then you don't have to worry about it on the day of, and you can just go. You can even vote early.
Yes.
Which is super easy.
Still haven't got my ballot yet.
We'll have to check on that.
Yeah.
Myvote.wy.gov. Make sure you're registered. Do it before election day. It's just going to make life for you so very much easier.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to revisit California, Guy.
Wait, the landowner?
The landowner.
Oh.
Orange County's best businessman for 3 years in a row. Eric Hovde spoke to the Milwaukee Press Club yesterday?
I believe so, yes. It was yesterday.
Yesterday. And he had some thoughts on lead pipes. We were just talking about this yesterday because President Biden was here to address the issue of lead pipes in the city of Milwaukee in particular. It is the largest metro area in the state.
We talked to Earl about that as well.
Yes, and he had a big guest on this morning. It was kind of behind the whole movement to get these lead pipes replaced. This is not just an urban issue.
Nope.
The same kinds of pipes were put in all over the state back when they didn't realize that lead could really harm you.
Yeah.
But, so this is a statewide thing.
But thank goodness for Eric Hovde and his opinions, because he's here to talk to us about his thoughts on, well, he doesn't call it a problem.
Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
Look, lead paint was stopped in the 1970s, but there's still homes that have lead paint. Lead pipes are more dangerous. The reality of it is there's not a lot of lead pipes anymore because typically a pipe will erode over a certain amount of time and they replace them. So I think it's trying to act like there's a bigger issue. The amount of lead pipes in this country are very small.
It ain't no thing.
Follow-up question, Mr. Hovde, Mr. Rake Stepper. Where's your proof?
Well, I'm sure he just knows
it's an
this.
Instinctive thing. It's a gut feeling.
They know it inherently.
Inherently.
They know it inherently.
If you weren't listening yesterday to Earl, he made a point that I will never forget. He said that before President Biden stepped in to give us the money to help mitigate this problem throughout the state, he said that the plan to do it for Milwaukee was going to take 77 years.
That's a chunk.
Now that to me, I'm not a math guy. But that seems like more than a, quote, not a big deal. It seems like a huge deal to me. It seems like a problem that affects our children and our families that, you know, he says he believes in so much.
He just knows. He's a very successful businessman, Greg. So he just knows things.
You know, one of the things they teach you when you go to banking school is they teach about the sciences, specifically like, you know, chemistry, those types of things. And you get to learn about things like lead paint. I know this because I took business for half a semester. I was in lead paint 101, and I know so much about this that I can stand up in front of a bunch of reporters and politicians and really speak my mind.
Yeah. He has also said other things.
He said a great deal of other things.
He said many, many other things. I think it's worth a reminder. His comments on people who live in nursing homes. Calvin, let's play clip number two from California guy Eric Hovde.
I'm not going to spend my time talking about 2020. Do I believe the election was stolen? No, but things happen in that election that were very troublesome. Absolutely.
Like what?
And I can point them out right here in Wisconsin.
Let's hear it.
We have Zuckerbucks come into Democratic cities way to push out, working with cities to push out Democratic votes. We had nursing homes where the sheriff of Racine investigated where you had 100% voting in nursing homes. Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
You're all almost dead, you guys. I'm sorry. Bad news.
I think that might be his, like, top three quote from Eric Hovde, because it just makes a whole bunch of no sense. It's who said it? It's a non-evident argument.
Ooh.
I think that was Professor Walker from last week. A non-evident argument.
Love it.
Where if you're in a nursing home, you're going to die soon. B, you don't have the mental acuity to vote.
You're incompetent.
Yeah, okay, cool. Got it. This guy is a terrible candidate. And the fact that it's now
it's the race is tightening.
Ugh.
That's what everyone is saying. That the race between Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin is tightening. His brother Steve Hovde has been working hard to get Eric elected. He is behind the Fix Washington Political Action Committee, which has run ads attacking Tammy Baldwin. Federal Election Commission reports show that Steve Hovde, Eric's brother, has donated $2 million to the efforts. And it's also gotten $1 million from Pleasant Prairie-based Uline co-owner Elizabeth Uline.
Mm.
He's just a regular working guy.
He's
getting donations from other regular working folks.
Hard working Americans.
Exactly. Just like us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just just like me and you, we own like, you know, a third of the property in Kenosha. It's great.
Like they do in Madison.
Exactly. I mean, I don't understand the appeal. I think I would bet that most of the reason why this is tightening up is it's not because they're just so fancy in love with that man and his mustache. It's because it's not Tammy Baldwin, and that's the whole rhetoric, anybody but her. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
Nobody can fall in love with his policies. He has none.
Well, and now he's trying to, but he's really trying to moderate, I think. He's trying to moderate his more very unpopular opinions, like a total abortion ban.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, no. I don't believe that anymore. And the whole, do I believe there were issues with the 2020 election? Well, then Zuckerbucks was not, that was to help election clerks and local municipalities run the election.
Yep.
That's what that money was for, because our state legislature doesn't give them enough money all the time to run their elections.
Oh, and
and also in 2020, there was, what was it? Oh, it was a global pandemic.
Yeah.
That's right. So, yes, there were changes made so people could vote in the middle of a global pandemic that was killing people.
And thanks to the amendments that were voted on this past spring this year for the it is now for the judges race where Janet Protasiewicz was elected. Now we can look forward to no money being able to help anybody.
Right.
Because we voted into our constitution that things like quote unquote Zuckerbucks, which is just another great GOP talking point.
Right.
That lies through its teeth. Now they're on their own. So we can look forward to
longer lines,
longer ballot counts. And people are going to be sitting there going, oh, see, look at all, it's trying to be stolen because they're not getting a job. No, because they have no money. They have no resources.
And just a friendly reminder as well, our legislature could have done something so they could have started counting ballots earlier.
Yep.
And they chose not to do that.
Thanks, Senate.
Guys.
Yeah, you really, really love democracy and helping people.
You're so good at your jobs.
Yeah.
If doing nothing is your job description, you're really, well, really, you're,
I mean, they're,
you're gold standard, man.
They're coming up on the end of their 10-month break, December.
They're going to have to come back to work?
Well, I think this time they're all going to come back for like a week or two, you know, maybe zoom it in.
Well, then they got to go on a Christmas break.
Well, no, it's just the rest of the year. They're done for the rest of the year. They're 10 months off. 10 months.
And it's considered a full-time job, right?
Correct, with benefits and a pension.
Hmm.
Make more than me.
Interesting.
I've been working all year so far.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
We have a break coming up. Jack, I see you on the line. We'll take you on the other side. We have a new, completely real, totally legitimate Super PAC ad.
And another one?
I know, and it was kind of a really strange way that it came to me.
All right.
It's kind of odd.
Looking forward to that story.
All the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 1030 News coming up in just a little bit. First, though, we were talking about California guy Eric Hovde running against Tammy Baldwin in a race that they say now is tightening. And he spoke to the Milwaukee Press Club this week and essentially said, lead pipes, lead schmipes, what's the big deal?
And he's not, he's from Wisconsin. He doesn't live in California.
Oh, he just has the almost $2 million mansion on Laguna Beach. And he's been named Orange County's most pro-business guy for like 3 years in a row. But you're right.
He does not live there.
He does not live in California. No, he just visits there apparently occasionally. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience, sir. What did you want to say?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, regarding our state legislature and their 10 months a year off, I mean, they're following the lead of one of the most powerful, 100 most powerful positions in the country, a guy by the name of Ron Johnson, who said we'd be better off if we never pass another law. Or
something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Essentially to that effect. But so they're just following leadership. What can you say? But the other thing I wanted to say is, and I think I've heard this ad on even on Civic Media, and it's a nasty, nasty Tammy Baldwin ad. It is essentially saying that Tammy Baldwin is in favor of sex change operations for kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the message is very, very familiar. It's very much like the message for against Mandela Barnes. The message is for Tammy, gay person, be aware, be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it was black person, be afraid with Mandela Barnes. This is, you know, people have got to be disgusted with acts like this. I just can't imagine anybody thinking this is a good thing.
But you know, Jack, but it obviously they've tested this message and it must resonate with the people that they're trying to reach. And it's fear.
Yeah.
Make them afraid. Make them afraid of immigrants. Make them afraid of people of color. Make them afraid of gay people. Make them afraid of trans people. These people are the enemy. That is their messaging, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. They're using tried and true tactics, Jack. This is,
and I'm sure they test this stuff.
Oh, yes, they do. And this is all boilerplate stuff at this point. Trans kid, your kid going to school and becoming trans. Oh.
Yeah, and yes, it over the course of a school day, yes, that yeah. that absolutely does not happen. Just to clarify.
Thanks for calling, Jack. We always appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, I mean, it is disgusting, but that's once again, it goes back to, that's all he has now. He came to the race sitting in a lake, throwing axes, being aw shucks darn, trying to be Wisconsin. Nobody bought it. So then he started to move further and further to the right. Well, unfortunately, as you said, Jane, he's trying to become more moderate. The problem is the proof is in the receipts from years ago where he's talking about a total abortion ban.
Absolutely.
At the very least, there's no consistency with this man. Once again, if the GOP would put up a candidate that was worth their salt, fine. But this guy is just another millionaire like Tim Michaels coming into the state saying, I want.
Yes.
Mine. Yes. I want. President got to be rich man. I'm rich man, and I want to be senator.
I really do feel that there is a grain of truth to that, though.
I know.
I'm a very wealthy, successful person, and I think it would be fun to be a senator. So, yeah. Why can't I?
Give it to me.
Yeah, give it to me. We got 27 days, friends, before we go to the polls.
Yeah.
Make sure you are talking to your friends. Make sure they're registered. Make sure they have a plan to vote.
Yes.
I want to make sure we get to this because I think it's really, really important. There is yet another constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. And we just talked to Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin last week about this. But it bears repeating. They want to change. Here's the question. Eligibility to vote. Shall Section 1 of Article 3 in the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, be amended to provide that only a U.S. citizen age 18 or older who resides in a district may vote in an election? So a yes vote supports this change.
Yes.
That changes the phrase only a United States citizen.
From every to only.
From every to only.
Yes.
A no vote opposes the change to keep the guarantee in our Constitution that every U.S. citizen has the right to vote. We agree that every U.S. I think we would most agree that every U.S. citizen should have the right to vote. Changing the language from every citizen to only citizens is a way for lawmakers to further restrict the freedom to vote. Wisconsin already has safe and secure elections, safeguards in place to ensure only eligible voters are voting. This amendment uses fear as a tactic to further divide us.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it's about. Vote no.
We will put the toolbox from League of Women Voters of Wisconsin on the show notes for today so you can read further for yourself. But yes, this may not seem like a lot, but that change from every to only is a restriction, and it begins.
It could be a slippery slope.
Exactly.
It could open the door to discriminatory practices, disenfranchising hundreds of thousands of eligible voters. Why do they want to make it so hard for people to vote? One wonders.
I mean, I thought it was a privilege, a right.
It's a right. It's our duty.
Yeah.
It's our duty.
It's our duty and a right to vote. And if you might be thinking, well, this keeps the illegals from voting in our elections. First of all, they're not.
No.
There's already a law in the books. And also, if you're a woman and you don't happen to have the proper documentation that, you know, matches your birth certificate to your driver's license, this affects you too.
If you didn't go to court to have your name changed when you got married, that was part of the SAVE Act that they wanted to shove into the latest bill.
Yep.
News is next. We'll have to wait for that new, completely real and totally legitimate Super PAC ad on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on Air.
CBS News special report. Hurricane Milton is leaving a trail of destruction and flooding as it crosses through central Florida from the Gulf Coast where it came ashore.
In the middle of it, or I don't think so, at least. So, yeah, it's I don't know. It's a little scary, but it's cool. I got to witness it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to tamp down misinformation about the federal emergency response spread by former President Donald Trump.
Everything we've asked for, we've gotten. I've been working constructively with President Biden. We're working, we've marshaled all state agencies, and we're working very constructively with our local partners.
President Biden was briefed tonight after Milton made landfall.
Can wipe out communities.
In an address to the nation, President Biden said the federal government will work with Florida officials to help 45. Pump flood water, restore power, and clear debris that can turn into deadly projectiles during heavy winds.
CBS's Christian Benavides, 2.6 million people currently without power. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The crime rate in Wisconsin's largest city is trending down. Milwaukee's third quarter crime report shows a 22% drop in homicides since last year. Other violent crimes like rape, arson, and burglary are also down. On the other hand, vehicle thefts are up 17% from a year ago. Robberies are also on the rise. The candidates for 3rd District Congress sound open to debating each other, Jimmy Cuska reports.
Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden said he had nothing to be concerned about in debating Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, calling his congressional record, quote, impeccable. Cook issued a statement saying Van Orden has been avoiding events where the two would be together and that he refused to debate Brad Paff in 2022. The election is on November 5th. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always fun when A-listers with good track records team up on a movie project. Deadline reports that Christopher Nolan's next film will be at Universal, the same studio behind Oppenheimer, a film that took home multiple Oscars and made almost $1 billion worldwide. Oppenheimer actor Matt Damon is rumored to play the lead. Like all Nolan projects, the plot of the film is a big secret. But the film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and will have an IMAX release July 17, 2026. Jenna Fisher just disclosed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall, but is now cancer-free. Fisher played Pam Beasley on The Office for the run of the show and decided to go public with her cancer struggle this month, given that she was diagnosed in October 2023. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She is using her platform to encourage all women to get their routine mammograms, saying if she had waited another 6 months, it might have been too late. Good advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s and breezy for Friday. Right now it's 40.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, executive director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the latest constitutional amendment you will see when you go to the polls on November 5th. They want to change a word, which you wouldn't think would be very important, but it is, because changing this word will allow, open the door, shall we say, to the potential for other changes to make it harder for people to vote, essentially is what it is.
Shenanigans.
So vote no.
Yeah.
Vote no would be our recommendation. Go to the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes.
Yep.
If you want to read more about this constitutional amendment and why it is not a good thing. And just as a reminder that after we defeated the two, Robin Voss, Popcorn King, essentially said, oh, we're doubling down on these constitutional amendments. This isn't going to stop us.
We're going to keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it. So they're trying to slip another one by us.
Yeah. And
don't let them do it.
Please don't. This is another one. And for anyone who says, well, we don't want people in here legally voting.
They can't.
They can't vote. And we already have a law on the books. But read what is put in the notes today for today's show and how it affects natural born citizens of this country, specifically women.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. It'll make it very inconvenient for them to vote if they don't have the proper paperwork. And my guess is they don't, because you just don't carry all the necessary information.
It's just so interesting that they don't like women voting, isn't it?
Well,
it almost seems like there are some who think we should repeal the 19th Amendment and go back to the good old days.
I'm just saying this right now, Jane. If there was a sandwich on my table, maybe I'd think about letting you vote. But no, it always is. It's every group that does. I mean, it's everyone they think is subservient.
It's everyone who they think will vote against them.
Yes.
Those are the people they don't want voting.
I'm looking at a quick piece of film right now of the Board of Elections in Cleveland for the first day of early voting.
It's early voting in Ohio.
In Ohio. It is packed. There are hundreds of people in there. I guarantee you this scares the bejesus out of the GOP in Ohio.
Yes.
And that's saying all of them aren't voting for Trump. But people who vote early, people who take place in the process, they a lot of times will vote Democratic. And this is going to be one of the things, if Kamala Harris wins and there is, I don't want to say a blue wave, but if we see a definite throwing down of the gauntlet saying, no, these policies are archaic, they are hateful, and they are un-American, one of the things that the GOP, specifically in Wisconsin, will have to reckon with is their wishy-washy back and forth flip-flop on early voting, where you have dear leader saying
they still can't land on a message.
I'll even take 2 months ago where it was the Wisconsin GOP saying bank your vote, vote early, and Donald Trump saying early vote's theft. But now Donald Trump on stage will talk about voting early and then talk about it being theft. So I want to believe that. I don't want to say they're dumb. They're not dumb.
No, they're not.
But it's a confusing rhetoric. It's a confusing way of thinking when the guy you love says it's theft, and then there's a guy here in Wisconsin named Brian Schimming saying, bank your vote.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, who's to say it's not a conspiracy? Maybe he's working for the left.
But again, it's about generating confusion, and it's about flooding the zone with BS.
Yeah.
It is, to confuse people so they don't know what to believe.
Yes.
Or who to believe. That's part of the plan.
We have a comment on the live stream that says, you nuts on the left won't be happy until you have voting 365, 24/7 days a week. Well, first of all, we want to also include that 29th day in February when there's leap year. But also, I will be happy when voting is a national, first of all, it's a day off. Election day is a day off, period, paid, national holiday. Also, when you turn 18, you are registered to vote.
I agree. That shouldn't be a controversial thing.
No, I don't
understand why that's controversial.
It's not impossible. It's not hard. It barely costs. It's a lot better than enforcing voter ID. It's a lot less expensive, but also having more of a streamlined idea of like, all right, you are registered to vote when you're 18. You register for the social service. You're registered to vote. National holiday on voting. And then every state, you have to have 2 to 3 weeks or a month of early voting where everyone has access, period. That is, as you said before, our right. And when you try to
curtail it,
when you try to do things like this where you say only American citizens or only Wisconsin says, you're showing your hand.
Again, it's a solution in search of a problem.
Exactly.
Like so many of these measures.
And Deb Cronmiller said it, and I'll never forget it, that as many constitutional amendments that Wisconsin has, half of them are repealing old ones. Because we do this all the time. So
we're unique that way.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're just lucky that way.
The dairy state and the ridiculous state sometimes.
Tom from LA is on the line. Thank you for waiting, Tom. What did you want to say?
Hey, Jane. First off, if the Republicans in power are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. I hope everyone just realizes that every time they talk, they're actually confessing something about themselves. As far as this whole trans issue goes, the kids that are trans, just like when I was young in Wisconsin and was gay, were the people that are hiding the most and were more scared than anybody. It's predatorial white males that think a certain way that is very, very, predatorial. It's really, really just unbelievable to me that people think that, you can just go change your
yeah.
Let's be real, people.
I know.
There's so much counseling that goes on. There's so much that, and honestly, like I said, in the state of Wisconsin, I bet you there are very few kids that are even saying that they're trans because it's a very, very small percentage.
I think the national is like 2-3%.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. It's a very, very small percentage, and I think you make an excellent point as far as people who are just perhaps discovering that they're gay or trans, they're more afraid than anybody.
Yeah.
That's right, because they know what they're going to have to face and how difficult it can be depending upon the community that you're in.
Isn't that another thing that Eric Hovde talked about? Eric Hovde talked about the fact that trans kids face high
rates of suicide.
Not because of family throwing them out, not because of embarrassment at school or any of those other things that kids who are trans are going through. It's because of regret.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't believe there's anything. He has any facts to back that up.
No, of course not.
No. Oh, well, who needs facts? But thank you, Tom. Appreciate your perspective. Really appreciate you listening, as always. You can join us as well if you would like to check in. 855-752-4842. We want to flip gears just a little bit and talk about a boy and his dictator.
Whoa, I didn't know if that sentence was ending soon.
Washington Post, Isaac Stanley Becker. As the coronavirus tore through the world in 2020, the U.S. and other countries had a shortage of tests to detect COVID. Then President Trump secretly sent these coveted tests to Russian President Vladimir Putin for his personal use. Vladimir Putin, petrified of COVID, accepted the supplies but took pains to prevent any fallout. He cautioned Trump not to reveal that he had sent him those tests because he didn't want people to get mad at Trump.
And how did we find out about this information, Jane?
In Bob Woodward's latest book, which is coming out next week, I believe.
Oopsie doodle, someone told.
Yeah, Bob Woodward, he's not accomplished at all.
No, he only helped take down a president.
As a little reminder of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin's relationship while he was in office.
Best buds.
Besties. Malcolm Turnbull is the former Prime Minister of Australia. And he was on a round table discussion, I believe it was last year. Calvin, let's play that clip from Malcolm Turnbull, the former Prime Minister of Australia, on Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
When you see Trump with Putin, as I have on a few occasions, he's like the 12-year-old boy that goes to high school and meets the captain of the football team. My hero. It is really creepy. It's really creepy. Now,
and that struck you at the time?
Oh, absolutely. It struck everybody. It was like you could touch it. It was creepy. The creepiness was palpable.
Are you trying to say they're having a bromance?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just telling you what I saw. Regrettably, the Republican Party under Donald Trump, and particularly the right wing of the Republican Party, are very sympathetic to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Bloomberg reporting this morning, the Kremlin has confirmed that former U.S. President Donald Trump, while in office, sent Russian President Vladimir Putin rare COVID-19 testing devices at the height of the pandemic. A deputy spokesman today said the tests had been sent. Also in this new book called War that's coming out from Bob Woodward, Woodward also reports that since Donald Trump has been out of office, he has called Vladimir Putin 7 times. Just to, I don't know, check up on the kids.
Shoot the bull.
How you doing, Vlad? What? I am an environmental expert, but I believe there's something called the Hogan Act.
Yeah.
Or Logan Act.
Hold on, let me.
The Logan Act. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. He is no longer the sitting president of the United States. I don't think he's supposed to be calling the heads of other countries just to have friendly little chats.
Logan Act. Logan Act. Enacted in 1799.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
It's one of those original ones. It's still got that new country smell.
Yeah, it's kind of naughty. The Kremlin spokesperson who has confirmed that Trump said Putin rare COVID-19 tests is denying the claim that the two leaders have spoken by phone a bunch of times since Trump has been out of office. J.D. Vance, Trump's vice presidential running mate, on the stump yesterday was asked about whether or not the two men had some friendly chats. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
What little I know about Bob Woodward is that he is, I'm going to use a word here.
A word?
He is a hack.
Ah.
The guy's a hack.
Hmm. Right.
So have I talked to Donald Trump about his calls with Vladimir Putin? No. I've never had that conversation with Donald Trump in my life. But if Donald Trump, even if it's true.
Even.
Is there something wrong with speaking to world leaders?
No.
No? Is there anything wrong with engaging in diplomacy?
Diplomacy? He's not in office. If this were reversed, if this situation were reversed, and Hillary Clinton had been placing calls to Vladimir Putin.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the bonfire they would set so they could burn her at the stake?
If she just was talking about Vladimir Putin and talking on the phone, they would lose their minds. By the way, Bob Woodward contributed to 2 Pulitzer Prize winning awards articles.
He's a hack.
He's a recipient of nearly every major American journalism award, including the Hayward Braun Award and many, many others.
Oh, Bob Woodward has never done anything.
What a hack. The only thing that he's done that makes them mad has gotten Donald Trump to talk in front of him.
Calvin.
Well, yeah. And if Bob Woodward made this up, it'd be pretty cut and dry defamation suit. So bring a lawsuit if it's not true.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's not one is pretty obviously that it's true.
I mean, where's the proof, my friends?
Proof, schmoof. Who needs proof?
Proof, schmoof. I like that.
Who needs proof? Besties.
All the best people.
All the best people. And what's wrong with a little diplomacy, guys? What's wrong with a little diplomacy? Nothing to see here.
Remember when Russia was our most feared?
For a part of the country, they still are.
Yeah.
Not the other half so much.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We still have to play that new, completely real and totally legitimate Super PAC ad. We will do it before the 11 o'clock news. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. You can also call and text directly from the Civic Media app, so make sure you download that. Wherever you get your apps, it's completely free. We've just updated it. It's really great. You can listen to all the stations all across the state and call and text directly to those stations, so it makes it pretty easy for you, and it's absolutely free.
And you can customize it, too, to the news you want to get.
That's right.
Yep.
Sign up for our newsletter, too, by the way. We did have a staff meeting yesterday, and our news team has expanded really rapidly around the state, and they are putting together these great newsletters depending upon what part of the state you're in. So it's actually news that, I don't know, that you care about.
It applies to you.
It applies to you and sports and local sports, which is the thread through so many communities. So sign up for the Civic Media newsletter. Find it all at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. All right, we've been teasing this all morning. We should probably get to it.
Okay.
Completely real and totally legitimate new Super PAC ad.
But from a different group this time.
Yeah, a different group. Completely. I wasn't expecting this. I stopped into the liquor store earlier this week just to pick up a bottle of wine for dinner.
Oh. With dinner or for dinner?
Well, with dinner.
Okay, there we are. Okay, I just want to make sure.
A glass of wine with dinner.
You said for dinner.
Well, sometimes I do that
too. There you go.
And a little cereal. But anyway, I'm at the liquor store picking up a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying too close attention. There was just this little tiny elderly woman in front of me with a big bottle of Korbel. And she had this big satchel when I could see a couple knitting needles sticking out of it.
But yeah.
Anyway, she checked out and went on her way. And I checked out and got my wine and I'm heading out the door. And there's a pair of mittens lying on the ground.
Okay.
They looked like they were hand knitted.
Mm-hmm.
I picked them up and inside was this little flash drive.
You put your hand in a pair of...
Well, no, I just kind of shook it out.
Okay.
And this little flash drive came out, and it said, play me.
Is this before or after the wine? Just wondering.
This was before.
Okay, all right.
This was before.
Sounds totally legitimate.
Well, yeah, and I haven't actually listened to it yet. I mean, why would one do that?
Calvin, have your finger on the dump button, please. We don't know what's on this tape.
Yeah, but let's play this completely real and obviously totally legitimate new ad from a super PAC.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same political party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. But I've noticed that ever since Governor, oh, what was his name? You know, the one that had that terrible accident with the kitchen cabinet that gave him that bald spot? Anyway, ever since he was elected and all his buddies took over without the governor we have now, it seems like nothing in Wisconsin ever gets done. Oh, sure, they talk a good game, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water or closing hospitals or childcare, they gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. Well, what if I just closed the door and walked away that time the squirrel got into the fruit cellar? That would have been one big mess, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband or my garden club or my Facebook friends or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting.
Oh.
But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super PAC.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us. Let's knit crazy.
Let's knit crazy.
Let's knit crazy super PAC.
Well, that sounds like a group of people that I want to party with.
Oh, I bet they party.
Yeah.
She had a big bottle of Korbel. A
huge bottle of Korbel. Well, I mean, one of the things I like, that was a good message because, you know, tell your granddaughters.
Well, and I do think that there are folks who have been voting one way all of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And with the current political climate and some of the current messaging that we're getting from one side in particular, I think there are many folks who have decided they're going to vote a different way this year and they're just not going to tell anybody.
Well, one of the things that you've always said when you've done the farmers market is that you have people who come up to you and won't make a big deal and be like, I love what you're doing.
Yes.
I really like what you're doing.
And I love your station and I love the show.
You know, and they're not telling their spouse. They're not telling their family or friends because it's divisive. And unfortunately, we just said a long time ago, we don't talk about politics at the dinner table. And that became the law of the land.
It was a polite, you don't talk money, politics, or religion.
Or what sex.
Well, that was just a given.
Yeah.
You never talked about sex.
But yeah, I just, you know, I grew up in a house where they didn't talk. My mom's a liberal. My dad was a Republican, and they never talked about that stuff. And I always wondered what would have happened in the 80s when it was much more of a tamed world where you could have the disagreements, where congressmen had cocktails with each other after work.
When they still worked across the aisle,
but
before compromise became a dirty word.
Became something that got you primaried out of your office.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be interested to see how many people after the election come out and say, yeah, I voted this way.
Well, and we've talked as well, you know, Kamala Harris now has gotten the endorsements of some prominent Republicans.
Lots.
Including here in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then we have National Security Leaders for America.
Mm-hmm.
These are over 700 retired generals and ambassadors and national security experts that we've had on for months. And Randy Manner, a retired major general in the Army, is going to be back on with us on Friday to talk about why these folks are supporting Kamala Harris. And for many of them, this will be the first time they're not voting the same way.
Absolutely.
And if you're one of those folks, no one else is in there when you cast your ballot. It's your business. You don't have to tell anybody.
Exactly.
News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to be joined by the Main Street Alliance. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.